Third quarter ready to roll. Warsaw in possession of the ball. Both teams with starters in there to start the second half. Bergen will bounce it in the backcourt to Bricker, who's back there by herself. Now she'll walk it across the line left-handed, coming to the near side. Takes it to the wing. Now on the weave, Peterson out at the top. Dribbles once, backdoor cut, Bricker takes it in and scores, and a foul. A perfect pass underneath the basket. You can't place it any better than that was placed. Bricker with the finish, she's got 16 and one. The foul is on Shania Stout, that's her first. Bricker at the free throw line again. This is her 11th free throw. It's up and it's short. Rebound, Bergen got a hand on it, tipped it out to Peterson. Then threw it right back inside. Oh, and it's out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds off of Winchester. Winchester puts her hands on her head, and so do I. Lenny Krebs, stunned by that call. In the backcourt, Samia Stout fell down with the ball. Bergen trying to wrestle it away. It's taken away. The steal by Zartman, pulls up and shoots and missed it. Rebound, Winchester falling down, throws it back out to Zartman. They get a reload. Peterson in the corner. Winchester for three. Good! What a play! Winchester came out of nowhere to keep the ball alive and ends up with a three-pointer. And a timeout is called by the Lions. What a play by Winchester. 7:20 left to play here in the third. Warsaw 36, Elkhart 31, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Steve Scott back at the station. Roger Grossman with you in the Tiger Den. Warsaw 36, Elkhart 31. Warsaw scores the first five of the third quarter. Will Cody wants to put a bucket of water on this Lady Tiger run right now. Samia Stout behind the back dribble, got all the way inside, then threw it off the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. The referee emphatically points toward Warsaw. I don't think a Lady Tiger touched it at any point during that drive to the basket. Peterson bobbles the inbound, gets it back. Winchester, thinking about the long pass, goes against it. Bricker cuts in, into the corner, Bergen. Up the baseline, skip pass out. Peterson steps back for a three-pointer. It's short. And the rebound's lost out of bounds. Barnes had it. There was no Lady Tiger around. She was thinking about what she was going to do with it before she caught it. And Warsaw gets the ball back. Peterson out of bounds on the baseline right at the near end. Bounces into Bergen right corner. Out top to Bricker. Bricker back to Winchester. Off his screen. Shooting for three. Way off. Rebound. Bricker fights for it. Can't get it. It's grabbed by Shania Hughes for Elkhart. They trail by five. Pass out top is tipped away. Bergen saves it in. Bergen up the sidelines, waiting for help to come. It comes in the form of Zartman. Zartman out to Bricker. 6:35 left to play. Third quarter. Warsaw leads by five, 36-31. Winchester outside the arc, looking for a backdoor cut. Now Bergen's got it at the top. Back to the near side, Bricker. A head fake and a drive to the baseline side. Had it blocked, but right to Bergen, who put it up. Oh, and she missed it. Tip to Bricker. Bricker back up. No good. Tip by Bergen, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it's out of bounds to Samia Stout. Wow, they missed a lot there, including who hit that ball last. That should be Elkhart ball. Lenny Krebs wants timeout. This will be a 30. We're going to take it too. 6:14 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 36, Elkhart 31, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Again, we got a late start because Elkhart's bus was late picking them up. So we started about a half an hour late. Zartman on the inbounds. Got it into Winchester at the very last possible second. Winchester tries up and under, and it's blocked off the side of the backboard. Winchester saves it into Bergen. Out to Bricker. Bricker to the middle of the court. Left side, Winchester. A head fake and a drive to the baseline. Steps back for a 12-footer. It's no good. And the rebound is lost. It's saved in, and Elkhart's got the ball. Samia Stout up the far side of the center circle. Dribbled it off her own heel as she tried to go behind her back. Then she picks it back up. Now she throws a backdoor cut pass. It's inside. Shot no good. Tip to the corner. Grabbed by Peterson for the Lady Tigers. And she's fouled in the backcourt. The foul is going to be called on Shania Hughes. That's her third. Out of bounds to Warsaw. It was Jaya Johnson that missed the shot originally at the far end. Her sister Jordan Johnson will check in. One Johnson sister in, one Stout sister out. And Warsaw faces pressure. Bricker turns around and sees blue shirts with her in the backcourt. It's loose pressure at this moment. Bricker across the line, puts her head down into the corner to Bergen. Bergen hands back to Winchester. Winchester behind the back dribble. Now picks it up. Backdoor cut. Good catch by Bricker. Put it up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Johnson for Elkhart. Up the sideline, Jordan Johnson and Winchester ran her out of bounds. And got a foul for it. Brooke with her third out of bounds to the Lions with 5:23 left to play in the third quarter. And Egoff is running to the scorer's table to check in. Winchester will have to come to the bench for at least a little bit. So a critical moment in the game here. Warsaw up by five, but Winchester to the bench with fouls. Samia Stout, one-on-one. Bergen looking back to see where the screen's coming from. It was from her right. Now a kick out to the right. Barnes in the corner. Johnson for three. Air ball. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Jocelyn behind the back dribble in the backcourt. Now races to the free throw line. Kicks it in the corner for Zartman. Zartman bobbled. Now steps back for a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Samia Stout for Elkhart. She takes off. Samia up the left side. Across the lane, wide open for two is Shania Stout. She's got 13. Bricker one-handed ahead. It's tip, a grab by Zartman. And then Zartman tripped over her own player, and she got it to Bricker. Egoff dribbled into traffic, lost the ball, picked it back up, shoots a 12-footer, and scores! The defenders both fell down, diving for the ball, and so Ava just pulled the trigger. And it's 38-33, Warsaw by five. Up the baseline goes Shania Stout. Cut off by Egoff. Lobs it to the backcourt. It's going to be over and back and out of bounds to Warsaw. Samia Stout had thoughts about jumping in the air to save it. And then I don't know if she just determined that she couldn't, but she gave up on it. And with 4:21 left to play in the third, Warsaw's got the ball back, leading by five. Bergen into the backcourt to Bricker. Bricker surveys the scene. Samia waiting for her at the timeline. Here comes the double screen look. Bricker goes right off a Bergen screen, and it was a good one. Lobbing back door for Bergen. Bergen puts her head down, double teamed, back to Zartman. Zartman out of Egoff between the circles. Right side to Bricker. Bricker, a jab step, and then a couple of dribbles out top to Zartman. Zartman across the top, left side, Peterson. Peterson holding, now dribbling. Cross to Egoff. Egoff with a ball fake and a drive in on Stout. Had the ball stripped away, and Elkhart touched it last. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Not a bad idea by Ava. The only thing I didn't like about it was going to her left hand. She's right-handed. But a chance to get a foul on Shania Stout, it's not a bad idea. They lob it to Egoff in the deep left corner, down here below us, to Bricker. Now Bricker on the drive, in the lane, forced it up, no good. Bricker back tapped it out to Zartman, and Zartman will retreat back beyond the three-point arc. Zartman puts her head down and throws it out to Bricker. 3.5 minutes left to play third quarter. Warsaw 38, Elkhart 33. Bricker, who's got 16 points, one-on-one against Samia Stout. Help side was coming, out top to Peterson. Peterson picks up her dribble, bounces it out to Bergen. Bergen left to the key beyond the arc. Now to Zartman. Zartman with space from 25, yes. Her first three-pointer of the game, her 57th of the season. She's three away from the record. More importantly, Warsaw leads by eight. And more importantly, she tips the ball away out of bounds from what would have been a layup at the other end. In the games like the Homestead game, where she wasn't even getting shots, Brooke Zartman still contributes. Her defense, her rebounding are still very evident. Samia Stout in the corner for Shania Hughes. High pass, good catch by Shania Stout. Stout runs into Egoff, forced up a tough one, no good. Rebound, Barnes back up, no good. Rebound, whistle, held ball, arrow belongs to Elkhart. 2:53 left to go in the third. Elkhart with the ball, Warsaw with a 41-33 lead. It'll be Samia Stout to throw it in halfway between the lane and the arc on the left at the other end. Lobs it out for her sister Shania. Now Shania Hughes back to Stout, back to Stout. Samia at the elbow, drives in the lane, forced it up and in. In transition, Bricker. Bricker got run into, and a whistle and a foul called. Finally, the whistle sounds. That ball had been knocked away. The ball had bounced. Bricker had taken two steps back to it and picked it up, and then the whistle sounded. So I don't know what changed his mind. Many of it was because Lenny Krebs was right there next to it. Warsaw ball leading by six. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Peterson. Three team fouls on Elkhart. Warsaw has been called for one. Bricker on the left. Head faking a drive in on Barnes. Had the ball knocked away. Loose on the floor. And we'll have a whistle and a hell ball. The two number 10s on the floor. One for the Lions. One for the Lady Tigers. There to get control simultaneously. Out of bounds to Warsaw. 2:26 to go in the third. Warsaw leads 41-35. Peterson to throw it in. Lobs it out to Zartman on the right wing. Zartman a fancy dribble, then backs away from Shania Hughes. One hands it out of bounds. Brooke just was lazy. There's no other way to say it. Brooke just tried to one hand it to the corner to Egoff and missed her by 3 or 4 feet. Samia Stout across the line, crosses over again, under the basket, puts it up and in. Weaving her way through the Lady Tigers to cut the deficit down to four. Bergen into the corner, Zartman steps back for a 22-footer, in and out, rebound. Bergen gets in there, rustles for it, and we'll have a whistle and a hell ball. And this time the air belongs to Elkhart with exactly 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Peterson comes out, Neely in for the Lady Tigers. And some confusion. Bergen was going to press. Now they drop back into a 1-3-1 half-court trapping defense. Deep left corner, Shania Stout rumbles into the lane, flips it to Barnes, shoots it wildly, no good. Got her own rebound. Flipped it out for Shania Hughes. She'll shoot off balance, no good. Rebound, back tapped into the corner, and saved in by Elkhart, but saved to Bergen for the Lady Tigers. Bricker in transition. Down to the near corner, Zartman. One hands it back out for Bricker. 1:30 left to play, third quarter. Warsaw leads 41-37. And this feels like a sectional semifinal kind of atmosphere right here, right now. Zartman on the weave, kicks it out. Right side, Bricker, wide open three. Rebound tipped in the lane, tipped again, tipped back out. Grabbed by Neely, foul called against Elkhart. Neely grabbed the ball, and then a player who didn't realize that Neely grabbed the ball, turned and ran right into her, and that's Shania Hughes, and that's her fourth. And she'll have to come to the bench, and Jaya Johnson comes back in. Four team fouls on Elkhart. Also back in the game is Jordan Johnson. So the Johnson sisters are back in. On the inbounds, Bergen back to Bricker. 1:14 left to play in the third. Warsaw leads 41-37. Bricker to the line slowly and across. Dribbles right, fakes the handoff, drives toward the baseline, then to the baseline, all the way to the near side. Zartman to catch and shoot three, book it. She's in double figures with 10. That's her second three-pointer. It's a seven-point lead. Quick lane transition. A three by Shania Stout is in and out. Rebound, long grab by Elizabeth Higgins for Elkhart. Now she's pressured. Throws a cross-court pass. There goes Shania Stout to the baseline. She's cut off. She'll dribble out, bounce it back for Samia Stout. Into the left corner, a long, high-arching three is good. What a shot taken by Johnson. She's got three three-pointers, one each quarter. Bricker at the top, left side to Bergen. Up the baseline, under the basket, all the way out the other side. Egoff for three, no good. Long rebound to Zartman. Backs up, left open, shoots for three, no good. Rebound, and a foul is going to be called against the Lady Tigers with 14 seconds left to play here in the third. Probably not the person that you want in the corner taking that shot at that moment. Bergen's coming out, Peterson's coming in, so they'll move Zartman to the point on the 1-3-1 half-court defense. Are they going to get out of that? They're going to get out of that completely. And with 14 seconds left, Elkhart has a chance for the last say. Warsaw has the possession arrow. Samia Stout runs in the lane, threw up a wild shot, no good. Rebound tipped out. It's loose. Stout comes up with it, and she's fouled with 4.6 left. And Lenny Krebs is furious because three girls stood there and watched that ball come off the rim, and not a single one of them moved. The fourth one got a hand on it but couldn't control it. Egoff with the foul. That's her second. Samia shoots two, looking for her 10th point, and she's got it. 5 points this quarter, 10 in the game. 44-41. Forsyth's had more than their share of chances to build some buffer between them and the Lions, and they just have not done it. Stout shoots again. That one is no good. Egoff the rebound. Egoff going to take off dribbling. She'll shoot it from midcourt at the buzzer and hit the front of the rim, but would not go. After a three, Warsaw 44, Elkhart 41. Hang on. Here we go to the fourth in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.